Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms.
Today should be an interesting one, boys. We are back in the studio, and by we're, I mean none of us are back. Billy, Tony, Roy, and myself, we are all still at home. Dan, Stu Gotts, and Mike are at the studio. It is live on a Monday, so we are talking to you fresh Monday morning. So we have no idea how this is going to work out today. Tony, how do you think this show is going to go today?
I think it's going to go spectacularly. And when we got all into the Zoom, I asked this question. I still want to have an answer for it. Are things going back to normal? Billy kind of gave me like a, eh. Chris, you kind of looked at me like, nah. Roy, I didn't get his thing because he wasn't in the Zoom yet. But are we getting back to normal life?
Meh. I think things are not going to go well today. if I'm going to be totally honest with you. There have been some frantic text calls so far. Without naming names, I'll say someone asked me where their computer tower was. So if we can't get the computers turned on, it's not going to be a good day, I think, from the studio.
I almost feel relieved to not be there because like, I feel like that is just going to be a stressful space and they know that we can't really do much to help out. So it's like not a lot is going to be put on us, which is kind of a selfish thing for me to do. I feel like
I have a shameful admission.
Oh, boy.
I've enjoyed working from home.
I think everybody has. Like, I'm going to say it very quietly because...
Don't say it too loud.
I don't want to say it too loud, but you know what? I got used to doing the show from my house and then ending the show at 12:54:35 and then just, like, closing the computer. And that was it.
Yeah, I mean, since we can't say it too loud, I kind of have a different workflow now. And I feel like... I'm actually working more and longer hours.
Yes.
But I can pace myself and take a little 15 here if I need it, or I can, it's 8 o'clock at night and I say, you know what? Let me knock out this or that. And then like, it just seems that the workflow is a little different.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been bad aside from like the audio issues that I've been having.
Well, yeah.
That I'm still not 100% convinced are my fault because they work on all the podcasts, just not on, we don't need to get into it, but I feel like if the audio is fixed, like I have a different workflow now and then I have to change the workflow back to what it was before. And I don't know how that's going to happen.
I'm just going to say it out loud. I don't feel like going back right now.
Whoa. Don't say that so loud.
I was going to get in with the same thing. Why are we whispering? I feel like it's a consensus. I feel like a lot of people enjoy working from home.
Yeah, but people listen to us. People don't listen to normal people when they say they want to work from home. They listen to us because we work from home. So I agree with Billy. It's that I've been working longer, but yet I don't mind because I'm doing it at home.
Just to clarify also, because I know that a lot of things have been going on at this time and people have been losing their jobs, et cetera. I'm very grateful that I've been working this whole time and that I've been working from home. I'm just saying that the workflow is different and I've gotten accustomed to this workflow. And I'm not taking for granted, you know, that I've been working all this time and that all of that. I'm very grateful that I've been able to work this entire time and I'm not trying to make light of the situation at all. I just have gotten used to this workflow.
Well said, Billy. Thank you.
Kick save.
That was a solid kick save there. You made us all look better.
And yeah, I don't know why you guys stopped whispering, and I'm glad, because I think we can shout it from the mountaintops. I like working from home. That's it. Okay, moving on. Now I don't know if we want to get to this right now. I have the one reason that it is a good, like, you know, everyone, and rightfully so, high school seniors, they missed out on a lot this year. They missed out on playing sports, prom, grad bash, all the senior parties, even though they, like, you know, that stuff.
I have a question. I know no one can see this, so I raised my hand.
Go ahead.
Did you guys do, like, the grad bash thing? Like, where did you guys go? Because when I did it, it was still grad night, and we went to Magic Kingdom. But I know that it transferred over at some point, I think, to Universal and became grad bash.
I did Islands of Adventure.
I was the last grad night, Billy, 2010. I was the last grad night ever.
Where'd you guys go?
At Magic Kingdom.
Oh, man.
We were the cemented last people to ever do grad night. So I do have that on my accolades, on my resume.
Do you put that, like, in other facts, like, on your resume? Like,
hey. Miscellaneous.
Last grad night
ever.
Right here.
We were there.
Fluent in Excel and Microsoft Word. Also, last grad night at Magic Kingdom ever.
Yes. Yes.
It is a good talking point. You missed out, Chris, because grad night at Magic Kingdom was kind of wild. So I know that you went to Islands of Adventure, which, you know, is fun, but it was funny to see how different Disney was, like, at night. Not that, you know, you don't go to Disney at night, but I missed out on the first half because the way that it worked the year that my senior class did it was, at first they took your buses to, at the time, Downtown Disney, and they had a section called Fantasy Island, which was where, like, all the clubs were and stuff like that. So, like, apparently before you got to Magic Kingdom for the thing, it was like, let's go pregame at clubs in Downtown Disney. I didn't do that because I had my track regional competition that day. So, like, to qualify for states, I had to go to this meet. So I couldn't go on the bus up, but I went on the bus back. So, like, we all just got in the back of someone's van. Some parent drove, like, all the people that were competing up to Disney World, and we met up with them after. So I missed out on, like, the pregame, like, parties at the clubs that they had. But I remember a couple of things very vividly. One, at the, I think it was the stage by the Buzz Lightyear ride in Tomorrowland, DJ Laz was performing because they had a Power 96 sponsored stage. So they had a bunch of performances throughout the park with, like, DJs and stuff like that. So I remember the DJ Laz performance at the stage. And then I want to say that it was in Fantasyland or one of those. There was just a foam party in the middle of Magic Kingdom, which I was like, what is going on here?
I've always wondered, I think that stage that you're referring to is always there year round. Yeah. It just is always empty. And I've always wondered, what do they do with that stage? And there you go. They use it for DJ Laz.
The most recent thing I remember there was, like, an Incredibles dance party at, like, you know, 10 o'clock or something. And, like, Mr. Incredible and Mrs. Incredible would come and they would, like, play music and you'd dance with the Incredibles or something like that.
Right. So Billy got the really, like, high level. What year is this, Billy? Just so I can back.
2005. You know what? I'm going to look up now and see who performed a 2005 grad night.
Okay, because they had to tone it way down 5 years later because there was no foam parties. There was no DJ Laz. There was no pre-gaming at the clubs. None of that was happening. It was like, you're here. Don't screw anything up.
God. I think I saw Katy Perry. I want to say Katy Perry was performing at grad night, but I'm not sure. Or maybe like a Yellow Card, right? Isn't that a band, Yellow Card?
I don't know. This must have been before Katy Perry was Katy Perry, because that's a get.
I think the year before, I could be wrong, but I thought that I heard the year before Rihanna performed. But wow. I could be wrong about that. I'm looking into this.
Just a who's who. But the point I was getting at while Billy researches that is, I think, like, it stinks to be a high school senior because you're missing out on that stuff. You're missing out on prom. You're missing out on a lot of stuff. But the one thing that it was better to be a senior this year than in years past is the high school graduation.
You did not have to sit through the boring graduation, and you get to do, because yesterday, Western High School, where I live, near where I live, was doing their drive-by graduation, and there was kids, and they had music in their car. Basically, instead of walking across the stage, you get to design your parents' car and have like a walk-up song and play music from your car as you drive by. So it's the one instance where it's actually better this year to be a senior for the graduation, because you don't have to avoid, you don't have to take part in that stupid ceremony. You guys agree with that?
No. No, I think no.
You'd rather be in a stiff graduation that like where you have to like sit there for 5 hours and watch all the names be called. I'd rather just do an hour drive-by car thing. You get to have some music bumping. It's better
and
than
then, but then you go back home and it's sad, and then you get back on your Xbox or your PlayStation and continue to play whatever video game you were playing 30 minutes prior. Like after graduation, you would go out to dinner. You would meet your friends after. Like, come on, it's not even close.
That's true. I mean, maybe the after party, I'm with you. But just the actual graduation itself, mine was really boring. Like, I don't remember anything about it.
How many kids did you have at your school?
I think the senior class was over 100. I don't remember the exact
amount. Do you remember what A you were in sports? Like 3A, 4A, 5A?
Ah, shoot. I think I want to say 5A, but I could be wrong.
So that used to be done by, like, population of the school. So we were 6A at Killian. And our graduating class maybe had 500-600 kids. Oof. So for
that
us,
sounds miserable.
So for us, I'm trying to. It was done at the what's it called now? The Bank Atlantic Center.
Yeah,
where UM plays.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
Is it Bank Atlantic Center?
Where UM plays? That works. Is where Bank UM Atlantic plays? Still a thing?
I don't know. I feel like I'm like three names ago.
I don't think Bank Atlantic is still a thing.
Well, we can look it up. But the place was packed. The entire floor where the court was packed with kids. The entire stadium was completely filled to the brim. And it's cool. Like when you're walking across, you just like see all of that. Like that's something I remember for till now, 10 years later.
It is right now. It's called the Watsco Center.
Ah, the Watsco Center. Great the voice there, by the way.
The Watt.
I'm deep in like message boards from 2005 trying to figure out who was performing at this grad night, and it's not as easy to track down as I thought it would be.
I found out who is doing it in. Hold on, I'm gonna take a call from Mike Ryan. I'll be back.
Okay. Yes.
Ooh, I found it. I think I found it. No, 2005 isn't there. Are you kidding me? What is? Oh no, I found it. Okay. Oh no, I was wrong. Okay, this is who performed at 2005's grad night. Yellow Card. Ready? Yeah. Sierra.
Yeah.
Ryan Cabrera.
Wow.
And Kevin Little. I think Kevin Little was performing at the DJ Laz stage. Anthony, I found it. It was Sierra and Yellow Card were the headliners. Ooh. And then Ryan Cabrera and Kevin Little.
I had Paramore, Kerry Hilson, All Time Low, and Quest Crew from MTV's America's Best Dance Crew.
Wow. Kerry Hilson, that's a name.
Why did I think Katy Perry was singing? Give me a year, man. And I can probably tell you who performed there. Just give me a year, guys.
2008.
Ooh, all right. 2008, decent year. Neo performed.
Wow.
The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus and The Last Good Night. Mm.
Tony, is there anything to report from Mike Ryan? I feel like you're keeping the audience there.
I'm gonna need to jump off for a second to test something. So ooh. I'll be back later on in the show.
All right, look at us.
All right, there you go. 1993, John Cicada performs. There you go. Ooh, Casey and the Sunshine Band, two stints.
Man, they must have. I wonder how much they pay these acts to do this. It's definitely not out of the kindness of their heart, right? Oh. It's not like come do this for kids, right? No, they're getting paid.
I think I found the best year.
What?
2000. Destiny's Child, Jessica Simpson, Youngstown, and BB Mac all performed. Whoa, 1999, Britney Spears performed. Hold on a second.
Wow. Jeez. 99, though, that's about, like that's like right when she was starting to become Britney Spears.
1998, Backstreet Boys were there.
Man.
I don't see NSYNC doing this. Maybe I'm wrong. Roy, did you go to a grad night or a grad bash at all or no?
No, I missed out on going.
What year did you graduate? You don't have to say.
2002.
2002.
And
oh, wow.
Did you just not want to go, or you just didn't work out? What happened?
Nah, I just didn't feel like going.
You would have seen, had you gone to Disney World's grad night, City High, DJ Scribble, Natural, Becky, Black, Christina Milian, Lil J, and Petey Pablo. Wow, they had a lot of acts that year, huh?
Man.
Remember Petey Pablo?
Yes. North Carolina. That was Petey Pablo, right?
Yeah, yes.
That was, yeah.
Roy, what was the peak of Roy's high school experience?
There wasn't a peak.
You didn't have like
Roy going to school.
All valleys, plateau.
You don't have like like your favorite year, junior year. You went to a bunch of parties. I don't know. Like just you don't have.
Did you play baseball? I know you say that you're a baseball player. Were you on the baseball team in high school?
Yeah.
What position did you play?
Right field, third base, catcher, first base.
Was there like parties with the baseball team? Like, I don't know. Like, did you hang out with the baseball team?
Right. Just usually the good players have their position locked down. It sounds like you were a platoon guy.
I never said I was good.
Yes, you did. You say all the time that you're good at baseball.
I never said I was good.
I mean, he could have been on a good team. He could have been on a good team where he was the platoon guy, like a good, like the first guy off the bench. He could play right field, a little third base. I could see it.
Yeah, well, we weren't that good as a baseball team, so everybody was moving around.
Trying to look up your baseball stats here, Roy. Get back to you on this.
Were you ever a team captain? Were you the guy like when after an inning in the field and you guys came into the dugout, like everyone put their hands in? Everyone put their hands in. Let's go! Hits on three! Hits on three! No. 1, 2, 3! Hits! Were you the guy like getting the team ready? That was so me. I know you guys can visualize it, like just me, like let's go! Come on! This is it! This is our inning! We don't stop! Let's go. Let's get on base. Let's do this. Hits on three. Hits on three. 1, 2, 3. Hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
He also struck me as
struck me. That's a good baseball strike. Struck. It's just perfect. Continue.
Sure. He strikes me as the guy that also would lead like the chants in the dugout while things are going on. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Bro. No.
Really?
No.
Well, that's actually
like, no batter. You were one of those guys?
No.
Yeah, no, you pitcher, not a belly itcher. That wasn't you.
No, that was not me. No.
Really?
I can see it, Roy. I think it was
this whole time.
Right?
Had you totally pegged wrong? I thought you were the guy.
Right. Mm.
Guys, I played a game this weekend that I hadn't played in years.
What game?
Uno.
Wow.
Have you guys played Uno recently? Did you guys know that that technically, if you read the there's a way to keep score in Uno? I've always just played in my previous life. You deal the cards, whoever's the first person.
Did you die?
Saying that I've always played the first person to get rid of all their cards, that person wins. Then you just move on, you don't keep score.
Apparently, you have to scream Uno.
Yeah, you just scream Uno, like that's the fun. But apparently you can keep score and it's like a rummy 500 type game where you're like a cumulative score. And I did that for the first time and it makes Uno a lot more fun, by the way. Really a fun game. You guys play any board games in quarantine?
I've been trying to avoid card games. Because my family and I, we play cards from time to time and we have this long card game. And, you know, with Corona going on,
germs,
I'm concerned about, you know, touching the same card. So then I have an admission. I'll just say it right now. I took the first couple times that we would go to the house that I thought we may play cards, I was taking rubber gloves over to the house so that if we played cards, I could put the rubber gloves on. And I feel like that probably would have caused an issue in my family if I just pulled out rubber gloves. They would have been like, you're being ridiculous.
Yeah.
And luckily we never got to it. So they had no idea that I had been going with rubber gloves just in case we played cards all this time. But I guess they know now that I was doing that.
Billy, are you freaking out in this time? Because this is like a weird time we're in right now where like restaurants are opening. Like life is kind of getting back to like at least appearing to try to get back to normal. But yet a lot of people, myself included, outside, I did go to the beach again because I feel like I'm not going near people like I did because I need to just get out of the house. But are you doing anything like outside? Are you just still bunkered down and like you're scared of everything right now?
So this weekend I went and I picked up food, which we've done a couple of times, but most of the times when we picked up food, the restaurants have been closed. So it hasn't really been like a thing. You kind of just go, you're like, there's alone, one, maybe two people there. Yeah. So this weekend, for the first time, I ordered pickup from a place had people inside. Yeah, it was open, and the employees had like face coverings on,
but
and
not
stuff
the
like
people,
that.
Right?
I did not the like patrons. And there's like a bar there, and everyone was just kind of like on top of each other and like not really caring. Mm-hmm. And I didn't set up like my wife has like Apple Pay on her phone, but I haven't set it up because I'm just like weird. So like they gave me like the little book with the thing inside and then I have to like open the book and then take the paper and then fill out the paper.
Are you wearing gloves or something?
Like, no, I wasn't wearing gloves. I was wearing my mask, but I wasn't wearing gloves. And then I had to take a pen. So then I'm like, have the book, have the pen, have the receipt. I'm signing the thing. I close the book, hand over, get the thing. And like,
crazy, like we used to always do that stuff and now you do that thing and you're like, ugh, and you feel so gross.
I wanted to like bathe. I was like, ugh, like I felt so disgusting. And then here's another, this might get me in trouble, so I don't know if I should say it, but we were driving and we saw like friends of my wife's like, you know, walking their dogs. And so she like stopped. So we, you know, pulled over safely. And it was a little street, so we said hi to them, whatever, and I didn't know them, so I was introduced to them. And one of the people, like, reached in and shook my hand, and I was like, whoa. Like,
did you actually shake it?
I was in such an awkward spot because I'm in the passenger seat, and the guy reaches in and just shakes my hand. And like, I'm sure that he noticed that as I'm sitting there, like, my hand is just, like, frozen, like, kind of limp, floating in the air because I didn't want to touch my shirt or touch my shorts or touch anything.
You should have thrown the elbow at him. Did you think about it?
It didn't seem like this was going to work out. Like, it seemed like I was just stuck doing this. And luckily, we had, like, a little hand sanitizer in the car. But then when I tried to do it, the hand sanitizer is attached to, like, the key. So it's, like, in the ignition. And I'm, like, trying to get it from the ignition before we start driving again. And then as I open the top, because it's upside down, instead of squirting out, it just leaks out and it's on the seat. And then because, of course, I need a lot of hand sanitizer around. Yes. Those are, like, the last drops and they're on the seat. So then I have to kind of like brush my hand on the hand sanitizer on the seat and then try to rub my hands and clean my hand.
Oh.
It was just a whole – I was like – why did you do this to me, person I've never met before and I will probably never see again?
I don't mean to laugh, but it really is funny. It's probably what a lot of people are dealing with right now. It's just, it's tough.
I'm sorry. Like, do you not watch the news? Are you not aware that, like, I'm good not shaking your hand? Like,
right.
I know that it's probably like a, like, you know, let's be polite and hey, hi, how are you? I was raised to shake people's hands.
Yeah.
Meet someone, but like, not now.
It's like, 2020, bro.
I don't need that right now. I'm good. Sorry that if I offended you. But I feel like other people have been put in this position where they're like shake hands and they don't want to shake hands.
I feel like in this day and age, in 2020, with this pandemic, throwing the elbow at somebody is not disrespectful. It's just a reminder, like, hey, remember, yeah, we're not doing this anymore. Roy, you went to a protest this weekend. Where, like, were there people social distancing? Were there masks everywhere? What was that experience like?
There were masks. There was no social distancing because there was a lot of room to walk. Uh-huh. The sidewalks were wide enough for people to actually walk on instead of getting into the street, you know, and obstructing traffic, but definitely not any social distancing happening.
Was that something like, was that what, was it, what did you get out of it? Was it cool?
Yeah, it was good seeing people, you know, invoke their constitutional right to get out there and protest, you know, and I'm hoping that this makes a difference. We did it early enough where not a lot of people were on the street. So I don't know if a lot of eyes got to see it. The news was out there though. So the cameras are out, but I'm really hoping that people noticed and paid attention.
By the way, Roy, you were also part of a special edition of Stupidity that surprise dropped on Saturday.
Yes, I was. It was a panel of me and my fellow black co-workers talking about the world today, and it's getting some praise, and I think it's going to be a semi-regular thing that Stugatz provides us with a forum to talk about these issues.
You should check that out if you haven't. Stupidity, Roy was on it. Cliff, who else was on it?
Tarika Foster, Brasby, and Shannon Penn.
You should definitely check that out if you have not yet.
Where do you think today's going to go well from the studio? We didn't get your thoughts on that before.
No, I don't. It's not.
Why?
Just too many. First of all, there's studio rust. I mean, there's probably a lot of stuff that the guys have forgotten to do, you know, because we've been away for so long. And, you know, and there's the technical aspect of it. Apparently, Mike's having trouble turning on a computer.
Whoa. So, who said Mike was having trouble turning on the computer?
I believe it was you.
No. I never say Mike was having trouble turning on the computer. That's not what I said. I said there was an issue with someone finding. Don't worry about that. I didn't say that.
Speaking of Rust, I feel like with the NBA coming back, there's going to be a debate as old as time that's going to come back.
Rest versus Rust?
Rest versus Rust.
I was going to ask Roy if he thought there was a Rest issue or a Rust issue at the studio. So I'm glad that you brought that up.
Yeah.
Also, I've had this on my sheet for a number of weeks. I make a list of things that I want to talk about that I have here at home because I'm very forgetful. Yeah. So I forget things. So I write down little things.
Me too.
And then whatever. So on my list that I have here at home, I've had a couple times what do I do about my fantasy basketball season? Because it kind of just stopped in the middle. And if I'm going to be totally honest with you, I was in second to last place and I probably wasn't going to make, well, no, not probably. I wasn't going to make the playoffs because the playoffs were like a week away.
So you're hoping it just disappears?
Well, it did disappear. I saw a group text from my league and it was just I guess that they just said since only 22 teams are coming back, basketball's over. Fantasy basketball's over because since there's teams not playing, you can't have a fair playoff or championship because there's players on the teams that aren't playing that they can't get points. So the season's over in fantasy basketball. Unless I misread that, it seems like they just canceled the season. So
works out.
I feel like I should get my hypothetical money back, right? Because if there's no winner, I should get it. Well, I think that they may just break it up and be like, okay, well, we'll just, give it to the regular season champion. And it's I don't know about that. Roy?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Oh.
Billy, I think you should get your money. I mean, if they're going to pay the winner, then you don't get your money back. I mean, it's just the tip of the iceberg on all the issues with these leagues coming back. Rest versus Rust, unfinished fantasy leagues. There's just a lot of stuff to deal with here, and it's all going to end up with LeBron in the finals. There, you heard it here first. LeBron is going to be in the finals versus the Miami Heat.
Wow.
Okay.